We're going to be recognizing just a little bit about what it means to be free in these United States. Oftentimes, our freedom is taken for granted. Oftentimes, it's treated like a commodity that's going to last forever and forever and forever and never go away. But our freedom comes at cost, and it's oftentimes a great cost. And we've paid in the past, and we're paying now in the present. And if history is any indicator at all, we will pay in the future. We assemble ourselves here this morning appreciating the greatest freedom that I think a human being can have, and that is the freedom to worship God. Our freedoms are not to be taken lightly, but always in recognition that they are a tremendous gift from God. Oftentimes this comes as a result of the actions of many men and women who serve in our armed services. And this morning what I'd like to do is recognize those who are serving, now serving, or who have served in the military. If you have served in the United States Army, I'm going to ask you to please stand up and remain standing. United States Army, have you ever been in the Army? Bless you. Please remain standing, guys. How about the Navy, United States Navy? Air Force. Guys, just remain standing. Everybody remain standing. United States Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. Now, while you're standing, I want all of you guys to take around and look at the folks that are still sitting down. The moms and the dads and the brothers and the sisters, and the aunts, and the uncles, and the grandmas, and the grandpas, and the friends that supported you when you were doing the job that you did for our country. There's a very special group of people in this church, not in this church, in the church up in Raytown when I was up there, that made sure that I got the upper room daily devotional. The whole time I was in the service. The whole time. And sometimes I got moved to another place, and that was usually the first thing that got there, was the upper room daily devotional. Really neat. So all of you, and I'm going to say it's going to take all of you, that supported or know or have known somebody that was in the service, would you please stand too? And there should not be one person sitting down. This morning,
Cliff has put together something here that was a Pledge of Allegiance as told by the late Red Skelton on January 14th, 1969, 40 years ago. Listen up.